Trustfall, written by Tuesday, narrated by Rhea 314, Fandom, The Scum Villain Self-Saving System, by Mo Xiang Tong Xiu, rating general audiences, no archive warning supply. Relationship, Mo Bei Jun, / Shang Qinghua. Mo Bei Jun can't fly. He can teleport. But he's already falling, concentration broken. He has a moment falling through open air to think that he can probably survive this. That he probably will survive this. But it's going to hurt. The sky above is white with clouds. The wind pulls at his robes. It's snowing. He's not afraid. He's too surprised for even concern to touch him. And then there's a figure falling after him. It's Shang Qinghua. He's standing on a sword Mo Bei Jun isn't sure he's actually seen him use before. His face is pale. His eyes are wide. His hair whips out behind him. He looks afraid enough for the both of them. It's a day for surprises. Shang Qinghua crashes into Mo Bei Jun, first grabbing his hand, then flinging his other arm around him. They're maybe 300 meters above the ice, and arms shaking, sword wobbling, Shang Qinghua slows their descent. By the time they reach the ground, they're not going fast enough to break the ice. It's not a gentle landing. The sword hits first, then Shang Qinghua and Mo Bei Jun. They go skidding and tumbling, Mo Bei Jun tucking Shang Qinghua's head into his shoulder, hand shielding the back of it. When everything stops, they're both alive. Mo Bei Jun isn't hurt at all. Shang Qinghua bursts into hysterical laughter. He's sprawled out across Mo Bei Jun's lap. He's still shaking. Mo Bei Jun wants to touch his windswept hair, so he does. It's tangled but soft. Shang Qinghua flinches away, scrambling out of Mo Bei Jun's lap. He's breathless when he apologizes for the presumption, like they weren't in that position entirely because Shang Qinghua was trying to save Mo Bei Jun. Shang Qinghua is smiling. He pushes his hair back and brushes snow off his robes. His cheeks are ruddy with cold and adrenaline. His robes are rumpled. He's beautiful. Mo Bei Jun already wanted to keep him. He was nearly certain, after Shang Qinghua explained to Luo Binghe in a room full of demons, that the way to being liked was to appear pathetic, that Shang Qinghua was doing his best to be kept. But it strikes him now that it can go both ways. That maybe the path to Shang Qinghua's affections is to do the same. Mo Bei Jun's ascension is soon. In that moment, he decides. He'll bring Shang Qinghua with him. If saving Mo Bei Jun from a fall isn't enough, then surely seeing him laid out, helpless and vulnerable as he takes in his father's power will be enough. Mo Bei Jun can't fly. But that's okay. For the first time, he trusts that Shang Qinghua will catch him. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.